This goes to Troy Novak, NOVAKPAC, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Lenore, L-E-N-O-R-E, Robinson, date of birth 4/20 of 1937. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Robinson, who was seen in consultation on December 13th of last year for stage 3B chronic kidney disease, secondary to hypertension and diabetic nephropathy. She's been feeling well. Her weight is stable. She states that her blood sugars are really well controlled at this time with diet. She denies hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from previous visit. Physical exam, weight 125 pounds, pulse 82, oxygen saturation 90% on room air. Blood pressure is 122 over 64. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular, a rate of 82 at this time. She does have the permanent pacemaker also. And she does have an aortic valve replacement that was placed in 2020. Lungs, she does have some scattered expiratory crackles that clear with cough. Abdomen is soft, flat, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 16th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.4, which is stable, and estimated GFR is 37. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin is 3.7. Calcium is 9.0. Hemoglobin is 10.7. with normal white count and normal platelets. And that's it. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease, no uremic symptoms. 2, hypertension well controlled. 3, diet-controlled diabetes with mild proteinuria. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.